Cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, has been around in its modern form for about 50 years, and its rhythms of chest compressions and mouth-to-mouth breathing have saved countless lives. Now, a new study adds important evidence to the emerging consensus that in CPR, the chest compressions are the real lifesavers. In this new study, callers to emergency services reporting a suspected heart attack were randomly told either to do full CPR with chest compression and blowing air into the patient's mouth, rescue breathing, or do just chest compression. These weren't medical professionals, just ordinary, untrained people. Emergency service dispatchers talked them through the procedure over the phone. Remarkably, as measured by survival rates at discharge from hospital, it made no statistical difference whether the CPR included breathing. Thomas Ray of the University of Washington led the study.
What we observed was that the group that got chest compression only had a survival of 12.5% to hospital discharge. The group that got chest compression plus rescue breathing had a survival of 11%. Chest compression alone is at least as beneficial as chest compression plus ventilation.
The results seem counterintuitive. The chest compressions are designed to circulate blood, which carries oxygen, and the breathing supplies the oxygen. But Ray says that even if the heart has stopped, the red blood cells are still holding a supply of oxygen.
And so taking the time to interrupt the chest compressions to provide the ventilations is not as important early on because of this ready reservoir of oxygen.
Many people who might otherwise give CPR are reluctant to put their mouth on a stranger's mouth. And so Ray says his study highlights one way to increase the odds of survival for heart attack victims by encouraging CPR.
And we need to make it simple for people to do that, the lay public. And so the core emphasis needs to be on chest compression. Every victim of cardiac arrest should receive chest compressions. Chest compressions can save a life. You will not hurt the patient. You cannot do it wrong. You can only help, and you can only save a life.
The CPR study by Thomas Ray and his colleagues is published in the New England Journal of Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.